Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Today we're talking about your sleep routine and how a few simple practices before bed can make all the difference to how you feel tomorrow. When I say sleep routine, I'm not talking about complicated rituals or a strict timetable. I mean a short, repeatable sequence you follow before bed that tells your mind and body it's time to rest. Think of it like dimming the lights in the cinema before the movie starts. You're giving your brain the signal that the day is ending. Research from the National Sleep Foundation show that having a regular bedtime and wake-up time helps anchor your body's internal clock, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up refreshed. Even small, consistent cues, like turning down lights or making a warm drink, help your body start producing melatonin, the hormone that tells your brain it's time to rest. It's about predictability. You're creating a rhythm that your body can trust. Why is having a sleep routine useful for parents' well-being? First, better sleep supports your emotional resilience. Studies show that improving sleep quality can significantly reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. Second, sleep sharpens your thinking. The Journal of Applied Psychology highlights how even moderate sleep loss can affect decision-making and patience, two things most parents use constantly, whether you're managing a busy schedule, navigating appointments, or just deciding what's for dinner. And finally, it's about energy. Not in the run a marathon way, but in the I can make it through the day without feeling like I'm running on fumes way. Quality sleep helps regulate stress hormones, supports your immune system, and gives you the clarity to respond rather than react. Here are two practical strategies you can start today. Number one, pick one realistic sleep window and stick to it. You don't need to be in bed at 9 p.m. on the dot. Just choose a bedtime and wake-up time that you can keep most days, even at weekends. Consistency is more important than the number of hours at first, because it trains your body's internal clock. This makes falling asleep and waking up easier over time. Number two, build a wind down you actually enjoy. Aim for 20 to 30 minutes of low stimulation activities before bed. It could be a warm shower, a few gentle stretches, reading a chapter of a book, or listening to calming music. The key is to keep it the same most nights. Research shows that when the brain learns to associate these activities with sleep, it starts relaxing earlier, which can help you drift off faster. For more ideas of activities you could try, I've created a free printable self-care to-do list with 20 simple ideas suitable for busy parents. You can download it from our website, diversewellbeing.ie, and I'll include the link here under the podcast. And if you're thinking, I don't have 30 minutes, even 5 to 10 minutes is better than nothing. Start small and let it grow naturally. Your sleep routine isn't a luxury. It's a form of self-care that has a ripple effect on your patience, your clarity, and your ability to cope with whatever tomorrow throws at you. You don't need to do everything all in one go. Just start with one calming activity before sleep and let that be your signal to yourself. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. Until next time, this is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.